Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, everybody. I'm having some technical difficulties with my music starting. Love that music, wanted to play it, but it's not starting for whatever reason. So I will get started. My name is Rashida Gay, and I am the owner of Mind Shift Life. Today is Thursday, August 27th. I'm so happy to have you guys here. I named my practice Mind Shift Life because I really do believe that when we are able to shift our mindset, we can improve our lives. So I provide hypnotherapy, life coaching, and Reiki services to people all over the U.S. and internationally. I started my business about 2 months ago on my 40th birthday because I had spent years and years doing a lot of inner work in order to continue to heal myself, to live more authentically, and to continue to grow. So I know what it feels like when there are emotional blocks and limiting beliefs in your life that you feel like are preventing you from living your best life. I do the inner work every day to first discover my own emotional blocks and limiting beliefs, and I clear them from my body, my mind, and my heart. So my purpose and my mission is to help women to clear their emotional blocks and limiting beliefs from their life so that they can live a life of passion, purpose, and abundance. So today's show is titled, I Can't Breathe Wearing This Mask, and this is part two. So I have to first say that the response that I received for this particular topic has been amazing. Even before last week's part one show, I had so many women who inboxed me, texted me, and called me to reach out to say how deeply wearing a mask has really affected their lives. There is a part of you that always knows exactly who you are and what you want out of your life. You were born knowing. However, your parents or family or society or your friends convinced you that exactly who you are is not good enough. They convinced you that exactly what you want to do with your gifts and your talents, it's not remarkable or it's not realistic or it's going to keep you in the poorhouse, right? Really pretty much what they believed about their own self or their own mind. And so you were convinced that you needed to be something or someone else other than who you really were and who you really are. One of the reasons why I decided to discuss this topic in a two-part series, is because for over half of my life, I was wearing a mask too. And I shared my story with you all last week, and I'm going to share it again for any new listeners or for anyone who did not hear last week's show. And I remember really clearly when I first saw my own mask. I was living in Atlanta at the time, and I was about 27 or 28. Everything in my life looked great on the outside. I'm a Penn State grad. I had just purchased my first home. I had a great job where I was traveling all over the U.S., and I was finally the dress size that I'd almost starved myself to become. I was preparing to go out and one night, and I was dressed, you know, very well. I was dressed up, and I stood in front of the mirror and really took a good look at myself. And even though in the reflection of the mirror I looked beautiful, on the inside I felt an overwhelming sense of pain and inauthenticity, and I cried like a baby. I was really tired. I was tired of wearing this mask of happiness and emotional wellness. Everything looked perfect on the outside, but on the inside I was suffering. I mean, I was suffering deeply from a lack of self-love. I had really low self-esteem and just had a general lack of self-worth and belief in myself. And I knew right then and there, I knew that something had to change. This next part of the story that I want to share is a part of my story that I've shared with listeners last week, and it was really difficult for me to share that part of my story, but what is amazing, though, is now sharing this next part of my story feels so much easier, and I actually feel freer from some of this pain that I experienced as a result of this. And one thing I'll say is that when you really start to remove your own layers, it can be difficult at first, but it gets easier to remove the other layers that are covering your beautiful, brilliant light and your gifts that you are supposed to share with the world. And I share my story only because I hope that it will inspire at least one woman in the world to begin to do the work that is required to remove her own mask. Over the last 12, 13 years, I've done so much inner work since that mirror incident to really peel away my mask and the layers that are covering, that were covering my light, you know, my light, which is my authentic self. And I will be honest, there is a part of me wearing a piece of my own mask, and I'm still working on it every day, and I'm pulling it away, and it's the remaining pieces of it, and I call this the Noxzema mask. Do you guys remember back in the day when, and this was back in the 80s, so I'm dating myself, but I was a teenager, and I used to apply this Noxzema mask, and it was like this gel, and you'd wait for it to dry, and after it dried, you'd remove it. And there were always like these little tiny pieces of this mask that would never come off its whole mask, right? And then it would take you forever just to get the little small pieces off. So that's the part of my mask that I feel is still remaining in my heart. And this piece of my mask was developed very early on in my life during my childhood. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And that is a piece of my mask that I feel like still blocks the rest of my light, my authentic self. Every single time I choose to feel the unpleasant emotions about that particular trauma in my life and I face them, I feel like I slowly wipe away the remaining pieces of my mask. My mentor and my life coach, who is also a hypnotherapist, has really helped me to begin to understand that the reason why I suppress and block unpleasant emotions and literally disassociate myself from certain feelings, this is what children who have survived abuse generally do so that they can cope after this fact. So I understand now that the reason why I lash out instead of feeling those emotions deeply and then sending them out of my body, or I understand the reason why I used to overeat when I wasn't hungry, or the reason why I was promiscuous in my 20s, or the reason why I sometimes am indecisive, or I don't complete projects, or I succumb to fear instead of using my inner courage, the reason is because my inner child was hurt as a result of my past. And my inner child and your inner child, if you experienced emotional trauma in your life as a child, needs desperately just to feel safe and loved and protected. And so at times, I'm not always prepared to feel certain emotions very deeply or to be honest about what I feel and to speak out instead of lashing out or succumbing to fear. But I am learning every day. I'm growing every day. And it has been really painful to go back and to heal from some unpleasant things from my past. Do this for myself. I do it for my family. And I do it for all of you guys. So that I can help you to do the same. And that is the reason why I'm doing this work, and this is the reason why I do this radio show, and this is the reason why I've chosen this topic for part two today. And so last week I featured five beautiful, amazing women, and they shared their stories about the work they were doing in their lives to help them to remove their own mask. And I'm so, so, so honored to have three women on today's show. There were originally five guests, but there were a couple that weren't able to attend today. And so, you know, the show must go on. So I'm so pleased and I'm so honored to have three amazing women who have the courage today to really share their own stories of wearing and also beginning to do the work to remove their own mask. And so it looks like I have my first caller on the line. Let me just introduce her real quick. Her name is Renee Morgan. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. She is from Providence, Rhode Island, which is funny because my brother lives in Providence, Rhode Island. So shout out to all the folks in Providence. She is currently an employee at McDonald's, but she is doing a lot of inner work right now to create a better life for herself and for her children. She's also a budding entrepreneur, so she's been bitten by the entrepreneur bug, and once that bug bites, I'm telling you, there's no stopping you. There's no turning back. So I'm going to get Renee on the line. Hold on for 1 second. Renee.
Hi. How are you?
You're live. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you
for
asking.
How are you feeling today?
Pretty good. Fabulous. Fabulous. I had a great day.
Awesome. I am so honored and thrilled to be talking to you right now. And
honor is all mine.
Oh, no. Believe me, it's mine. And I want you to first tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and what made you decide to be on the show today.
Okay. Well, I am 26. I have two beautiful daughters, Tiffany and Melanie. I suffer from depression. I've suffered from it my whole life. And about 2 years ago, I, you know, finally had an epiphany and I said, enough was enough. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of eating my problems away. I'm tired of looking in the mirror and hating what I see. And I just decided to change my life, and I started working out, I started getting healthier, and last year I discovered personal development, I started reading a lot more about law of attraction, and, you know, reading, you know, Think and Grow Rich, and all these mentors like Tony Robbins, and a lot. I've been really working for about 2 years now, really working on myself, bettering myself, and focusing on myself. And I wanted to be on the show because I just wanted to give hope to others who are in my position, who feel like they're alone, like they don't have anyone who understands, you know, they're suffering from depression or whatever it is that they're suffering from, and they feel like, you know, what is it that I have to do to change my life? Like, what can I do? Like, what more can I do? Like, I'm at that breaking point. What do I have to do to cause a change? And
I love it.
You know, I just want to empower people with my own story and the things that I've done to get to this point.
Okay. So would you consider your depression being a mask that was covering you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It basically, I felt like it created a second identity for me because the person who I was portraying was this happy person who wasn't really happy, this mom who was trying to be supermom, but at the end of the day, you know, once behind closed door, I didn't have energy for my kids. I didn't have time to make them, you know, a nutritious meal. But there I was. Oh, yes. Eat healthy. Eat organic. But at home, I'm like, let's go and get some McDonald's because I don't have the energy now. So it was like I had this fakeness about my personality, this different person. And that's who I was showing the world. But on the inside, I was just like, that's not me. Like, does anybody see the real me, you know?
I totally get it. Totally get it. So what were some things, you said you had an epiphany. What do you think brought about that epiphany?
My relationship with my children's father was very tumultuous. We argued and we got into some physical fights. And 1 year, my mom came to visit for Christmas and we got into a physical fight, and I'm ashamed to say that I went into the kitchen and grabbed a knife, and I felt like in that moment, like if it wasn't for my mom to stop me, I probably would be behind bars or something. I was just so, there was just so much anger, so much frustration, just so much sadness and hurt and all these emotions that were like built up that just came out all at once. And over the next week from that incident, I was really ashamed. I pretty much shut down from everyone. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to be around my children, nothing. And I just literally spent that week asking myself, is this how I want to live the rest of my life? And my answer was no.
Right.
That it was simple as that.
So
it was no. It was no. And it was like the most profound no that I've ever heard. It was clear. It was like I was so determined. There was nothing anyone could have said or done to my mind that I was going to change my life. And it was that conscious decision that changed everything for me.
That's beautiful. Now, where do you think the emotions of the anger and the hurt and the frustration, where do you think those emotions came from?
Definitely being a young mom. Because I got pregnant with our first daughter when I was 21. I was just turned 21, basically. So I was just freshly an adult. I was finally able to, you know, legally drink. And, you know, this age that when you get excited, you're like, yes, I can do so much more now. And me, I was like, I can't do anything because I'm pregnant. And it was just so much stress. And I was homeless at the time. I was pretty much homeless at the time, basically, when I was about to have my daughter. I was living in a shelter, and it was just so much stress. I didn't have any family. I didn't really have any support, and it was just so much. And then, you know, a little less than two years later, we found out we were pregnant again. And then the stress of being a mom to one child and, you know, knowing that I have another child growing within me and knowing that I have a partner to take care of and our home to take care of was just so much. And I was only one person and I was trying to do everything. I was trying to be perfect and I was struggling with my own depression and I wasn't asking for help. I wasn't communicating that I needed time off, that I needed a day to myself. When everyone was like, do you want me to take the girls? It was like, no, I got it. But I should have said yes, and I didn't. I was struggling so much that I didn't realize I needed help.
One thing you just mentioned that I feel like a lot of mothers struggle with is that balance, you know, understanding that they need to give time to themselves. So talk more about what you've done as a mother to carve out some time for yourself.
I used to feel guilty spending time by myself because I always thought, oh, I'm a mom. I need to be focused on my kids. I need to be all about my children. But once I decided to change my life, I realized that in order for me to be a better mom, like I have to sacrifice certain time with away from my children. And one of the things that I love to do was taking walks. So I would go on walks by myself. I used to feel guilty about spending money on myself because I was like, well, no, my daughters, they need this, they need that. That's what I spend the money on. And so I would start actually, you know, going a simple thing is going to get my nails done, even if it was just one time a month. That made a huge difference because it was like that was a self-care act that showed to myself that I loved me, even though I might be struggling with all these issues. Like that little act was just like, it could make my entire week because I would feel so good that I made time for myself to go and get my nails done or made time for myself to take a walk by myself, you know? And I think that's so important as a mother to make time for yourself because we don't.
It is so important. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. One thing I want to ask you that you just mentioned, and I think I've heard a similar story from clients and from other women, is that you just said that when you used to look in the mirror, you didn't feel like you were good enough. Can you speak to what that feeling is and you know, what you saw when you looked in the mirror?
I think that definitely stems from childhood issues of abandonment. My mom, you know, when I wasn't born in America, I was actually born in Jamaica. And so my mom, in order to come here, she had to make a really difficult sacrifice of leaving me there in order for her to come here and establish herself and create a life for herself and have a home to bring me. And I think because of that and losing my father before I was even six, losing basically my parents and not really having anyone to really love me and guide me and make me feel secure and safe, it definitely creates a feeling of worthlessness because I feel like, well, my dad died, my mom left me, no, I must be worthless, I must not matter, you know? And so looking in the mirror, it's like I can't face myself because I'm so ashamed that I'm so unworthy of being loved because of my parents, you know, my father dying and my mother having to leave me, you know, and it's continuous work in progress, but each and every day I do make strides.
I'm so glad to hear that. I just wanted to check in with you and ask you, what are some of the things that you have done to start to develop more self-worth and to love yourself and to keep this mask off? What are you doing?
Definitely working with you. That was something that I definitely decided I've been praying for a coach for about a year now, and I've spoken with so many coaches over a year, and when we connected, it just felt so right. And even though financially I was worried about it, you know, I prayed about it and the money appeared. It was just there. And that helped. And, you know, you provided me with really good affirmations. And I say those every morning, whether either before I leave my house or on the way to work, I say in the mirror, in my car mirror, not that I recommend that. It's probably not the same thing. I'm like, I have to do this before I get to my destination. I have to do my affirmations and look myself in the eye. And I do that. And I'm a strong believer in personal development, reading. There's nothing more empowering than reading and increasing your knowledge of about the world that we are in, learning how to change our mindset, learning how to empower ourselves, realizing that ultimately our life, if we want to change our futures, it is ultimately up to us. No one else can do it. And so reading is a huge thing for me. Instead of watching, you know, Scandal or I don't know what other shows there are on television.
Hello.
But, besides watching those things, I choose to feed my mind with empowering movies and documentaries and books that are going to uplift me, that are going to allow me to reach other people who are in my situation. And I meditate every morning. I journal every morning. I actually just bought a new journal last night because I finished a journal. I just finished a journal. So journaling, I try to journal. Before I was journaling a minimum of 3 pages every morning, but now I try to do a minimum of 1 just because my schedule is a little bit hectic with work and starting a business. But meditating, journaling, you know, throughout the day, I try to visualize myself as obtaining that peace that I wish for my life. And I really do experience it throughout the days. And another important thing that I feel like is very important is surrounding myself with positive people. Yeah. I was surrounded by a lot of negative people, and once I started figuring out that if I want to change my life, I need to be around people who are already where I want to be, that's when I was like, okay, universe, God, source, I need positive, empowering people. And I'm so blessed to say that it falls in alignment. Like, I've been surrounded. I have been blessed to meet these amazing people who are in my life teaching me and guiding me and just sharing their knowledge with me and how I can achieve peace in my life and just achieve everything that I want to achieve in my life. And it's so uplifting because I'm not hearing anything negative, hearing positive.
I have to say, I'm so proud of the progress you've made since you and I first talked. And one thing that I noticed in you is when you and I first talked, there was like a blankness in your eyes. There was no light. There was on your face. There was you hardly smiled. And the last time we talked, you had this beaming bright light. And I just thought, if that's not progress, what is? Like, you have totally shifted, and it's because you're shifting your mindset. I see it in your face, and I see it in your eyes. And you talking about your business, like, talk about your business, because when you mentioned that to me, I was like, wow, this girl's going to be an entrepreneur. I mean, I was thrilled to hear that.
Yes. My business, I like to say I'm a light worker, I'm an energy healer. My business is primarily teaching my students to really deepen their spirituality with God, with the universe, with source, whatever their belief is. Because for me, my spirituality has been the one thing. It is my foundation for everything. Without it, everything would collapse. It is my foundation. Right. It is my groundwork. And I feel like spirituality is your inner being. It is everything that you are inside. And if you do not have that connection with your inner being, you cannot achieve anything that you want to achieve. You cannot change your life. You cannot change your mindset. And I feel like it's so important. And that's what I teach. I teach methods of meditation and yoga and using crystals and aromatherapy and eating healthy. And, all these tools I teach my students to help them deepen their spirituality and really find out who they are, what they desire, and how they can, get those things into their lives.
I love it. How can our listeners that would like to work with you, how can they reach out to you?
At the moment, I do have a website. It's actually under construction. Website needs. I know. I'm so excited. The website is actually soulempoweredvisions.com. But for now, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/soulempoweredvisions. And that's SOULEMPOWEREDVISIONS, Soul Empowered Vision.
Wow. From the woman that I first met to the woman who is now an entrepreneur, I'm so thrilled. I'm so honored to have worked with you and to continue to work with you. And I just want to tell you that everything that you envision for your life, you already have it inside of you. And you keep on doing the work. You keep on doing it because more is coming.
Yes, yes, definitely. I totally agree with that.
Yes. Well, thank you for being on the show today. Please
you
continue to tune in.
Me.
Yes,
thank
of course.
You.
And we'll be in touch soon.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sweetie.
All right.
Have a great
night.
Bye.
You
She is amazing. How amazing and inspiring is her story? I tell you guys, from the look in her eyes, we first talked until now, is I see the shift and I see the transition in her, and I want to let you guys know that you can do the same thing. Everything that you want for your life, you already have it. It's just been covered by either parents telling you who you are, who you aren't, or society, or friends. Or negative emotional experiences or trauma you've had in your life, but you were born to be who you are, and you are still that person. So as you begin to do more of your inner work to heal your heart, heal your soul, your spirit, then
your path just it just opens and you just receive guidance from all different types of sources, so you continue to do the work. Our next guest is, I'm so honored to have our next guest on the show. Her name is, hold on, I'm going to go my sheet. Her name is Jeannie Bell, and she is from Sedona, Arizona. Jeannie is here specifically for the healing and evolution of the ancient wounds that humanity still carries, and she works with clients to actually evolve these energies and patterns, ensuring that they be opened, acknowledged, healed, and evolved on the archetypal level in order for humanity to be released from old patterns and limitations and to open to a more expanded space in which humanity may continue here. Jeannie was born knowing that this was all she is here to do and that her life would not follow any regular career path, but would take place on the levels of reality that perceive the changes that are needed in this world. So let me get Jeannie on the phone. So honored to have her. Jeannie?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. You are live. How's your day
going? Okay. It's good.
How's beautiful Sedona, one of my favorite places on earth.
It's good here. It's raining, storming.
Uh-oh.
That's good, though.
Yeah, rain is always good in Arizona. You guys need rain. So first, I just want to thank you for being on the show today. And I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what wearing a mask means to you and what you've done in your life to really start to peel that mask away.
I think that what I've done a lot of, it's been an ongoing thing of just really learning how to be there for myself and just stay strong in following what I know my values and priorities are, because they are really different from what the world might think I should be doing, you know, what I should be pursuing or how I should be behaving or expressing myself. And it's just deepening that all the time, just deepening it.
What do you do? What sort of things do you do to deepen that?
Pardon me?
What sort of things do you do in your life to deepen that?
It's just been the natural process, like where it takes me. It just will take me through a layer until I'm done with that, and then it goes deeper to, you know, it's just the peeling away. I don't know what I do. I mean, I meditate not regularly all the time, but it's just the way that I've learned how to be with the process and just totally be with it and not resist where it needs to take me, because it might be really uncomfortable at times.
Right.
You know?
It can be painful. Yeah. So, yeah, I know. So for you.
And learning how to do that. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
And learning how to do that in the midst of everything. You know, you have to walk through life. You have to be in the world. And, you know, people want to, you know, they want you to be a little bit predictable or whatever they kind of might expect, you know?
Right.
And just staying with it. Because we all have something that might be a little different or unique, you know, in what we need to do.
I agree. So for you, wearing this mask, what has that been like for you? What does that mean for you?
I suppose it means being misperceived, you know, by people.
In what ways would you say?
Like people having certain expectations, like of who you should be or how you should be, and
were there certain expectations that you felt were placed upon you by parents or society? Can you name maybe some of the expectations?
Just the expectations that what success was to them and what they thought I should do for success, which is, you know, what we do define it as success. You have a career and you're successful and you make money and, you know, you do all those things, which is a good thing. It's a good
mm-hmm.
thing. But we all want those things. But the way I go about it might be a lot different than than the norm. It's just the way that my life takes me, you know. It is a different sort of way. And it seems to confuse people.
Now, you're an energy healer, right?
Right.
Okay. So you work with clients. What sort of things do you do with clients to really help them to move energy?
Haven't worked with clients for a while. I used to work with clients, and I used to use the Reiki. Format.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just get out of the way and tune in and trust the process a lot, you know, trust what comes through.
I totally agree. Now, do you have any advice for listeners as far as what they can do to be more authentic and to be more, to listen to more of their inner voice?
You know, I think maybe taking a little extra time out to really get with it, and whatever works, like for me being in nature really works
mm-hmm.
for me to really get plugged in. Because it can be hard to get away from the noise of daily life, you know, because it's pretty noisy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of distractions and all of that stuff. I don't know, to believe in ourselves and to listen to what is really unique or might be really unique and really different from anything. It may not have any, it may be unfamiliar. It's like, where would that fit in? If I went with that, how is that ever going to get me anywhere? Because it doesn't fit anywhere, you know?
Right.
That part
right.
of us that might be really unique, it's like, there's no way for me to do that. I would be out in the middle of nowhere. sometimes that is how it is.
Right. Like you work in Sedona, Arizona, but it may not work in like New York City.
that's correct. That's very correct.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's why I love Sedona. There's like every different type of person that, you know, in Sedona, and they just all went to their own little thing, and they seem very authentically who they are, which is a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I love that. Awesome. So, any parting words, any advice, anything you can share with our listeners about helping to make their experience more true and living their truth?
You know, I know I spend a lot of time just thinking about what are my real values, what is important to me. And sometimes when I really get with that, it's like, it seems like it would be so not important. This would sound so not important to somebody else, but to me, it's very important. You know, it's like a really important part of me. And so, I don't know, to just let yourself have those parts of you that the world is not going to say, oh, that's worth spending your time on, or they might say, oh, that's so not important, but maybe it is important to you, you know?
Right.
It could be
exactly.
it could be a part of you that really wants your acknowledgement, really wants to be there with you, you know?
Right. And one thing I've realized too is the parts of you that you sometimes think are very unique and are different and people may not accept, there's a large community of folks out in the world who will, and who probably have that same part of them that they're afraid to express because they feel the same way you do. And once you express that part of yourself, then you can help build a community around people who are going through the same thing you are, and you can help each other. So I totally agree with that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, do you have any other things you need to say, or are you good?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate your time today, and I will be in touch with you very soon. And when I go out to Sedona again, I haven't been out there in a while. I'll make sure to do a coffee chat with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Rashida.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day, Jeannie.
Thank you. You too. Blessings. Bye.
Blessings to you too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I totally agree, guys, and with everything that Jeannie said, as far as just being comfortable to be who you are, regardless of what people think about you, if they think you're zany or crazy or have problems or issues or whatever. What I find is people tend to project when it's negative. If they're projecting something negative onto you, it's usually something that's going on inside of their own self, in their own mind, in their own heart, that they're not comfortable with, and that's okay. That's not your truth. That's their truth. And so you have to be in a place in your life where you are 100% comfortable with who you are. You're comfortable being in your skin, and you're comfortable with your experience in your life. And you know what other people think about that. I mean, it doesn't really matter, seriously. And we have one more guest who's going to be with us today. Let me check and see if she is. She should be calling in a second. We're a little bit ahead of schedule with our guest. If anyone wants to call into the show and talk about their experience with removing their mask or wearing a mask and what that's been like for them, the call-in number is 516-418-5423. And you can call in and just share kind of what it's been like for you and the work you're doing. And while we're waiting for our next guest, I'll just talk more about what this means, this wearing this mask. And what I'm finding with part of my business is that they've been programmed, and we all have, you know, early in childhood, to believe things about the world and to believe things about ourselves that are not necessarily true. We came into the world with certain gifts and talents and skills and a sense of who we were and who we are, and that was covered over either by someone else's definition of who we should be, or was covered over by negative emotional trauma that may have happened to us in our childhood, or was covered over by friends as we were growing up and trying to fit into, you know, our friends' realities. We started to lose sight of who we were, and we started to lose sight of the reason why we were placed here and what our purpose is. And I'm a firm believer that we all do have a purpose. We were born with a purpose, a great purpose. It's grander than anything we can even imagine. And once we start to really tune in and be comfortable with who we are and tune into what we love and what we're passionate about, we start using those particular passions and gifts in service for others out in the world, then we will be living in purpose, and it's very simple to do. It takes first just being completely honest with yourself about who you are and what you are and what you want out of your life, and that is always the first step. So I've had sessions over the last couple of months where people will tell me, this is what I really want out of life, and then we start to have them go inside of themselves and really tune in. They realize their own unconscious mind has been programmed. And I use hypnotherapy, and I use Reiki and some NLP techniques to really start to allow them to go within their own selves to figure out what's beneath all that programming, because the core, their truth, lives beneath all that programming. And we do some work together to reprogram them, so that they have the confidence and they have the belief and they have true desires that come from a very genuine place within themselves. So while we're waiting for our next guest, I'm not sure, maybe if something happened and Let me check my email and see if she's still able to join us today. And what I'll do is I will go ahead with some my parting words, and just in case she calls in, we'll let her get on before I sign off. So I talked a little bit about this a couple of minutes ago, but I strongly believe this, that we have all been designed and we've been all placed here for a really great grand purpose, and everything that we needed for our purpose is already inside of us. You don't have to do anything special. You just have to be who you are, seriously. And if you're not living your purpose, and if you're not really feeling passionate about life, if you wake up every day and you dread going to a job, or you dread doing the things that you feel like you're supposed to do or you have to do, that's not how you're supposed to live. Now, you've been programmed to believe that that's how life is supposed to be. Going to a place that you don't want to be at every single day and doing some mind-numbing thing that you cannot stand because that's what you need to do to make money and pay bills and have clothing and all this other stuff. And that's a program. You've been programmed to believe that. And that's not what your true purpose is. You know your true purpose. It's inside of you. And you can use your true purpose to make money. And it's easy to make money. I'm telling you guys, it's so easy. Doors open, the sky opens when you're living on purpose. Money comes to you very easily. Opportunities present themselves to you. The right people just fall out of the sky. It's crazy. They just land in your lap to give you everything that was already designed for you in order for you to live this grand purpose. Now, if you feel that there are emotional blocks or limiting beliefs that have been holding you back from your greatness, it is never, and I'm telling you, never too late to be who you really, really are. You can have and be anything that you want as long as you are breathing. Until you take your last breath, you can change and you can be happy and you can live a great, grand life, okay? You have life within you, okay? In order for you to be who you are and to really express this radiant, beautiful light that you are, you're going to have to really start to do the work to unblock these emotional any emotional damage or trauma that you faced in your life, any negative experiences, you can hold, and sometimes people hold these emotions literally in their bodies, in their cells, in their hearts, their spirits, their mind. But your light is still shining brightly behind all of those layers, all of the mask that is covering it. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to admit that you're hurting. It is okay to admit that you're not happy with this programming. It is okay to admit that you don't like your job. It is okay to admit that this career is not for you. It is okay to admit that the relationship you're in is not working for you, or that your life is perfect and everything's, you know, all grand and great. It's okay to admit that it's not. If that is not how you're truly feeling, if you want more out of your life, if you want to feel passion and purpose and live abundantly, you're going to have to be honest with yourself. If that is not what you have right now, it is okay to live the life of your dreams. It is okay to step into your greatness. It is okay to step into your purpose. Admitting that you want to live an authentic life is the first step to removing the mask. You can find the courage to do so within your body, within your soul, and your mind. But you're going to have to start to really listen to your heart and really listen to your thoughts. And listen to your speech. What are you saying every day? What are you thinking? What's the noise going on in your head? Out hearing the background noise of others' expectations of you, whether it was your parents, whether it's society, whether it's your family or friends. Because their expectations, if you are tuning into what they're saying, their expectations are coming from a place of their own limiting beliefs and emotional blocks. Okay? And so this is some of the work that I do with my clients every day, is getting them really down to the truth, to the core of who they really are. If you are interested in a complimentary 60-minute discovery session with me, where we will sit down and start to talk about all the different areas of your life and the areas where you would like to improve versus the areas where you feel 100% happy and satisfied with, you can contact me through my FB group, which is called Mind Shift Life, or you can contact me through my website, which is www.mindshiftlife.com. And I also have a YouTube channel. I've been posting videos, inspirational videos every week or so, to really help you guys to just have to break through all that clutter that's constantly in your head telling you, you know, who you are, what you are, and what's important without you defining that for yourself. So please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Mindshift Life. And I just want to thank my guests who were able to come on today's show. Again, if you ever want to reach out to me and share your own personal story with me, or if you're looking for help in becoming more authentically who you are, if you're looking for help from healing from emotional trauma from your past, please reach out to me. Please know it's okay. It's okay to do so. No judgment. All I want for you guys is to live a life that feels right and feels good for you. And as always, I send you guys lots of love, peace, and life. And I'll be talking to you next week. I haven't gotten the inspiration yet for next week's topic, but I know it's coming soon. So I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Have a great, great evening. Thank you so much.